Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Hurricane Patricia weakens after slamming into Mexico's west coast. The U.S. Hurricane Center said late Friday that Patricia had been downgraded from the most powerful Category 5 storm to a Category 4 storm. Weather forecasters predicted rapid weakening for Patricia on Saturday. The center said the hurricane is expected to become a tropical storm Saturday morning and a tropical depression in the afternoon. Mexico's Meteorological Service said the hurricane struck Jalisco State, about 90 kilometers from the major cargo port of Manzanillo, around 6 p.m. local time on Friday. There are so far no reports of major damage or casualties, but authorities are still checking remote areas. U.S. officials are praising the heroism of an American soldier who was killed while helping to save as many as 70 hostages from certain death at the hands of the Islamic State. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said at a press conference Friday that the actions of Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler may have been instrumental to the success of the rescue mission.
The sacrifice and decisive action of this courageous American in support of his comrades reminds us of the dangers that the coalition forces confront in Iraq, but also of the important assistance they provide local forces as they lead the fight against a barbaric enemy.
Pentagon officials say about 60 U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish commandos were involved in Thursday morning's raid on an Islamic State prison compound. Secretary Carter described the compound as an execution center. Officials said four hostages had been executed at the site just one day earlier. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has garnered Russia's support, but the United States, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia support a leadership change. After his talks in Vienna, Secretary Kerry left for Jordan, where he will meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. At the United Nations Friday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the recent unrest is profoundly troubling and what he called utterly unacceptable.
Security measures alone will not end the violence. Only by resorting a political horizon can we hope to overcome today's despair and focus on achieving long-term peace.
Ban was back in New York after an emergency visit to the region this week. At least 20 people were killed and 40 injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistani city, of Jacobabad on Friday night. The attack came as minority Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual when they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Also, at least one person was killed and more than 100 injured when attackers threw homemade bombs at thousands of Shiite Muslims gathered in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Police say the incident took place in Husseini Dalan, a 17th-century center of learning for Shiites in that community. At least 5 bombs were thrown, but nobody claimed responsibility for the attack. And the Kansas City Royals have advanced, that is, to Major League Baseball's World Series for the second year in a row. The Royals will face the New York Mets beginning Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The Royals last won the championship in 1985. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, and we're surveying three brand new live releases this week. Not only are we giving you music from these three new live releases, new ones from Randy Brecker, who'll join us later this hour with his recording, Randy Pop, recorded live at the Blue Note in New York City, as well as the music of the Christian McBride Trio, recorded live at the New York City club, The Village Vanguard, and culled from live performances in the past few years from banjo master Bela Fleck and keyboard master Chick Corea as a duo, the album title 2. And of course, we're talking to the artists who made these creative live performances. So I think it's appropriate we give you another live performance that broke new ground in jazz. Stan Getz, one of the great players of bop and hard bop, as well as world jazz with his foray into the world of Brazilian music, had decided in 1972 to modernize his sound and go slightly electric. Well, more than slightly, as he invited Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Tony Williams to join him to create a quartet, and they performed some of Chick Corea's famous compositions, as well as others, live at the 1972 Montreux Jazz Festival. Stan Getz and his quartet with Chick Corea, the song Captain Marvel, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
one, and two, and three, and four. The screen door slapping somewhere on the side porch. A sleepy morning, we're out in the boondocks. Stars have eaten toad on the red clay. Yeah, right, that's where we came from to begin with. And where we're going when time comes for splitting. Stars have eaten duck on the red clay.
Climb out of the earth beds.
Life's been living in the red clay. Life on red clay.
Oh, smoothing out my baby when she's tired out. I tell her fun things and watch her start smiling. Nobody being sad on my red clay. No, 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 no.
On my red clay.
Your move,
my
move,
check.
Was a life song. So what you do when you sing the good man? All you have to do on the red
clay.
Ready, 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 ready.
vocal ease, free-form vocalizing, using the voice just as another musical instrument, a craft mastered by the likes of Mark Murphy, Bob Doro, John Hendricks, Sheila Jordan, Annie Ross, all special guest vocalists, along with a quartet that call themselves the Royal Bopsters. Amy London, Darman Meter, Dylan Pramuk, and Holly Ross. From the album Royal Bopsters Project, that's their vocalese version of On the Red Clay. Red Clay, the song made famous by Freddie Hubbard, written by him, and Mark Murphy was the guest vocalist on that piece. Hope you enjoyed that from a brand new release. Now it's time to turn to more conversation with another of our special guests. This time it's the great trumpet master Randy Brecker, who not only has led his own bands and been a part, of course, of the award-winning Brecker Brothers Band and so many other projects over the years, many of them for pop songs and rock songs. In fact, he had done so many different projects with pop artists, he decided to put together a band and record live at the Blue Note in New York City some of the songs he'd played on in the past, with the likes of Garland Jeffries, James Brown, Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Todd Rundgren. We'll hear one of those songs after we talk to Randy Brecker about playing in the session world here on VOA's Jazz America. Yeah. If you had a nickel, and hopefully you do at least, for every session you've done in every different setting, I mean, everybody wants Randy Brecker, you know? I mean, it's a great thing to have that recognizable name, and they want you for your sound. Nobody does it like you do, so that's fantastic. But is it kind of ever a hassle? I mean, I remember David Sanborn saying a lot of the sessions he would do, it was like necrophilia. You're playing with a tape. Yeah. You're just layering something over something that can't respond to you. I mean, it's good and bad like everything, I guess.
Well, there was kind of its own art to it, part of the art. That part is true. You know, it's a far cry from live playing. But what you try to do is find that part of your personality that can express yourself. You want to involve your personality, which is why they call you, but also express what the artist wants and what the producer wants. So there was kind of a fine line that we were kind of good at skirting. And the fact that we enjoyed different styles of music and we weren't playing down to other people, or we kind of naturally felt that we fit into that kind of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being in New York, I'd say 99% of the time, even though quite often you get called, we had a musician answering service. It wasn't that we knew who we were even working for before we showed up, but due to the fact that it was New York and the professionalism of everyone involved, there were very, very few bad experiences. Usually we'd show up and people really knew what they were doing. I think a little more so than they do now, because people knew the instruments in the 70s. You know, it was before all the technology. Sometimes you kind of get caught now. You show up and people don't know it. It's a trumpet, but they don't know exactly what goes, how to write for it, or the range, or how does it fit into this. They just know they want some horns.
It's a good point. Yeah,
so
it's a different world.
It's in a way, it's a little more challenging sometimes, and the computer prints out the music, and you're presented with a challenging set of circumstances more often than not these days.
Well, I have a feeling Randy Brecker had a lot of fun working on this James Brown session with a song called I've Got a Bag of My Own from Randy Pop. Here it is on Jazz America from VOA1.
want to. I got a bag of my own in my right back pocket. I got a bag of my own. Drums and bass, drums and bass. I got a bag of my own in my right back pocket. I got a bag of my own. I got a bag, here we go.
We're at Cafe Society, but we're jumping at the Woodside.
In September of 1941, Count Basie took his big band into the New York City venue called Cafe Society to record a live version of his classic, Jumpin' at the Woodside. Hope you enjoyed that as we give you some special focus on live recordings on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Another cut from the album 2 featuring Bela Fleck on banjo and Chick Corea on piano coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And I'm happy to say that I do have some listeners to Jazz America that are from the United States of America. And case in point, one who listens online, his name is James Warren from Nashua, New Hampshire. And he wrote me And he wrote me this email: Russ, will you play or say anything about the new release coming out by Jean-Luc Ponty and John Anderson, most famous for being the original lead singer of the rock band Yes? The new band's collaboration, Anderson-Ponty Band, Better Late Than Never. I checked out the news at the Jean-Luc Ponty official website. Thanks, James Warren. Well, thank you, James. And yes, I am and was, when you wrote this email, aware of this release, the Anderson-Ponty Band. And Jean-Luc Ponty mentioned that back in the 1980s, he was a fan of Yes, and John Anderson, the great writer and vocalist of Yes, was a fan of Jean-Luc Ponty. And when they ran into each other, they said, even back then in the 20th century, someday we'll work together. Well, what they did was take Jean-Luc Ponty's songs, his instrumental classic songs of modern jazz, and add John Anderson lyrics and vocals to them, and also took some songs originally recorded by Yes and added Jean-Luc Ponty's jazz treatment to them. Here's a Jean-Luc Ponty composition that turned into One in the Rhythms of Hope. For James Warren, listening in the USA in Nashua, New Hampshire, to Jazz America, here's one for you from the Anderson-Ponty Band album entitled Better Late Than Never.
You gotta reach out, you know, because you're the best. Hi, this is Russell Malone, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
talented guitarist from the state of Georgia in the southern United States of America. As a matter of fact, they call him the Sweet Georgia Peach. That is the great guitarist Russell Malone, recorded live at the New York City Jazz Club, Jazz Standard, from the album Live at Jazz Standard Volume 2. That's his composition, Mugshot, that you just heard here on VOA's Jazz America. We're focusing on live performances quite a bit on this edition of the program, and we're just about to hear a composition by banjo master Bela Fleck, as he combined his talent with that of pianist Chick Corea. Some years ago, they got together and toured the world and recorded many of those live performances. It became the brand new album just out, titled 2. We're going to hear a Bela Fleck composition with Chick on piano after we talk to Bela Fleck about his instrument, the banjo. Now, you may not think of it as important in jazz history, but it may be important to the history of jazz than you might think. Here's Bela Fleck to look back at the origins, the history of the banjo.
It's actually from Africa. The five strings, the number of strings is a problem in looking back, trying to figure out what happened and how, but the slaves brought over an instrument that had a number of strings and was a lot like a banjo. And a lot of the music that we play in America, all the music of all types, comes from that music. You know, blues, jazz, country, folk. In the late 1800s, the banjo was the instrument in America that everybody played, the way the guitar has been over the last 30 years. And people played, maybe there wasn't so much virtuoso classical music, but definitely there was Bach played and Chopin, and classical pieces were taken over to the banjo and adjusted to play. Yeah, the banjo really fell out of favor around the turn of the century, and a little bit later than that, actually, especially when the guitar came into vogue. And the banjo was the first stringed instrument in jazz, you know, before guitar. But it just sort of faded away, and it just became that old thing. Nobody wanted to be involved with it. I met an old banjo player named Danny Barker who played with Cab Calloway. He said there was a point when there was a song on the radio that had guitar on it, and from that day, nobody wanted a banjo in their band anymore. And there was a Vega banjo company had offered to give Danny a free banjo if he would play one song on banjo in Cab Calloway's show. And Cab Calloway said, "That old thing, we're trying to get away from that sound. We're moving on." Yeah. You know, so boom, the banjo was gone. And so now coming back and trying to play jazz on the banjo, it's very rewarding.
And now Bela Fleck and Chick Corea reward us with a version recorded live from the album 2 of Bela Fleck's composition, Mountain, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Another great live recording from one of the greatest bands in all of jazz history, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone. Crazy Rhythm, recorded at the College of the Pacific in Stockton, California, December of 1953. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of Jazz America. On the next edition of the program, we'll talk to one of the great ladies of modern jazz. She is the clarinetist, well, multi-instrumentalist, but the clarinet is what she's known for, as well as having a varied approach to making jazz in the 21st century. The lady from Tel Aviv, Israel, who makes USA her home, Anat Cohen, next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?